Despite the wailing alert sirens, the warning strobes and its call to arms, the fortress of Hera was eerily empty. It had unnerved Dacius.
Where are our battle brothers?
I shook my head, hurrying down the ghost-like hallways as my vox hails were met with forbidding silence.
Engaged against the Necrons.
With no word, no warning, or attempt to coordinate defense?
Dacius was unconvinced. So was I.
There is no other explanation, Brother Sergeant.
That too was a lie. I could think of one, so could Dacius, but neither of us would speak it. No further encounters with the Necrons held us up before we reached the Apothecarian. Standing at the end of the short hallway to the chamber's entrance, I realized why. There was no entrance. It had been entirely consumed by the veil of darkness. As if sentient and reacting to our sudden presence, the tendrils of night began to whip and eddy as if borne by an ethereal breeze. Twisting and uncoiling, unfurling like a ragged black cloak, the darkness came for us. Within its depths were the Necrons. Three armored warriors stomped towards us, coffin-shaped shields locked together in the manner of some ancient empire. Unlike the other Necrons we had faced, these carried energized Kapesh blades and were emblazoned with dynastic symbols. I knew a warrior elite when I saw it. I also knew who they were protecting. A one-eyed Necron, not an assassin but more a vizier, cowered behind this trio of formidable guardians. Stone like lapis lazuli accented his mechanized body in long strips, and a gilded beard clasp protruded from his chin. In one metal-fingered hand he carried a staff, the other clutched the tethers of the veil. Here was the architect of darkness, and it was through him we would have to go if we were to reach our stricken chapter master. As his guardians marched towards us, the vizier extended a talon in our direction. His voice echoed with the resonance of ages.
Defilers! Infidels! You are an inferior species, lesser in every way to the Necrontyr. Behold what your arrogance has wrought. You will have all eternity to regret it.
I glanced to Dacius. His bolter was aimed and ready.
Bold words. Sounds like a challenge.
Which I gladly answer.
Dacius unleashed an unceasing storm of fire from his bolter. The heavy shells hammered the Necron shield wall, battering the guardians back and breaking the defense. It ended with a hard thunk of the bolter's empty magazine. Dacius dropped it, unholstering his sidearm in one hand and drawing his gladius with the other. I saluted our opponents with the Tempest Blade, hilt raised up to my eyes.
In the name of Ultramar, you will not stand between us and our chapter master.
Two of the vizier's guardians yet lived. I brought my sword down, preparing to engage them, when Dacius stopped me.
No, brother captain. Kill that thing.
He nodded towards the vizier.
Save Lord Khalgar.
After a moment's hesitation, and knowing the fate my sergeant had condemned himself to, I ran down the corridor. One of the guardians stepped into my path, but I parried its Kapesh blade and thundered a kick into its lower shield, smashing the Necron aside. Hearing Dacius engage them both, and not stopping to see how he fared, I leapt at the vizier. The ancient Necron recoiled, brandishing his staff defensively as vortices of shadow swirled around him. I watched the darkness retreat like mist before the sun, carrying the vizier with it, who clung on like some infernal passenger. I vaulted into the air, the sword of Talisar held aloft in a two-handed grip. As the blade descended, the vizier was already fading. Cruel laughter echoed around me as I scythed through nothing, embedding my sword in the deck plate underfoot with a resounding clang. But I would not be denied, and gave chase into the Apothecarian. Behind me, Dacius was fighting for his life. I could not stop, or his sacrifice would mean nothing. The scent of my fleeing enemy still clinging to me, I hurried through the gaping doorway.